to our next session in a few minutes, and we will study from Srimad Bhagavatam from Canto 6, Chapter 13 and verse number 10. And today, His Grace, Kamal Lochan Prabhuji, is going to enlighten us. But prior to that, Tiffany Mataji, if you could kindly say a brief word about Kamal Lochan Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, dear devotees, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories, all glories, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. So today we have with us His Grace Kamal Lochan Prabhuji. Prabhuji was born in Mysore in a Madhava Brahmin family in 1973, brought up in Andhra Pradesh in a very orthodox family where he developed a natural taste for inquiry into the mysteries of God's creation. Prabhuji passed out of Marine Engineering Research Institute in Calcutta in 1994, and it is there in the college as a cadet that he came in touch with the devotees of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. He found that all of his unanswered questions were completely satisfied in the books of Srila Prabhupada. And as an engineering student, he studied Bhagavad Gita 5 times and mastered the Gaudiya Vaishnava Vedanta philosophy in a short period of 2 years and was initiated into the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya by His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami. He joined the Merchant Navy as an engineering officer and worked for 3 years. During this time, he felt the urge to teach the message of Bhagavad Gita to children and youth who are misguided by consumerism. So he gave up his lucrative job and joined ISKCON Mira Road, where he was promoted as the vice president within a year. He is currently the co-president of ISKCON Mira Road. He is also a visiting professor at MS University for Management and Social Work faculties. Prabhuji also conducts seminars on personality development topics in educational and corporate sectors. His only concern is that the children and youth should understand the moral and spiritual values as enunciated in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, and he has dedicated his life to this cause. Hare Krishna, thank you so much for your association, Prabhuji.
Thank you. Thank you, Mataji. Thank you for the brief introduction. Hare Krishna, Kamal Lochan Prabhuji. I think you have joined us. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to His Divine Grace. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. All glories to you, Prabhuji, and all glories to all our Guru Maharajas. Prabhuji, today we are going to study from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 13 and verse number 10. Whenever you're ready, Prabhu, you can take the call over.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirayet Vashtaprayesha Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 13, text number 10. Sri Suka Uvacha Evam Sanchoditaha Vipraihi Marutvan Ahanat Ripum Brahmahatya Ate Tasmin Sada Vishakapim. Sri Suka Uvacha Evam Sanchodito Viprair Marutvan Ahanadripum Brahmatya Hate Tasmin Asha Sada Vrishakapim Evam Sanchodito Viprair Evam Sanchodito Viprair Marut Marutvamahanadripum Marutvamahanadripum Brahmahatya Brahmahatya hate tasmin Brahmahatya hate tasmin Asasada vrishakapim Asasada vrishakapim. Word to word meaning. Evam Sri Sukha Uvacha, Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, Evam, thus, Sanchoritaha, being encouraged, Vipraihi, by the Brahmanas, Marutvam, Indra, Ahamatri, Ripum, his enemy, Bhattasura, Brahmahatya, the sinful reaction for killing a Brahmana, Hate, was killed. Tasmin, when he, Vipasura, Asa Sada, approached Vishakapim, Indra, who is also named Vishakapi. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, encouraged by the words of the sages, Indra killed Vipasura. And when he was killed, the sinful reactions for killing a Brahmana, Brahmahatya, certainly took shelter of Indra. After killing Vipasura, Indra could not surpass the Brahmahatya, the sinful reaction for killing a Brahmana. Formerly, he had killed one Brahmana, Vishwarupa, out of circumstantial anger. But this time, following the advice of the sages, he killed another Brahmana, purposely. Therefore, the simple reactions was greater than before. Indra could not be relieved from the reactions simply by performing sacrifice for atonement. He had to undergo a severe series of simple reactions. And when he was freed from such suffering, the Brahmanas allowed him to perform the horse sacrifice. The planned execution of simple deeds and the strength of chanting the holy name of the Lord or undergoing Christ's atonement cannot be relieved to anyone, even to Indra or Nahusha. Nahusha was officiating for Indra while Indra's absence from heaven was going here and there to gain release from the sinful reactions. Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagnalita Shishna Kanitamsya Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpade Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Attagangchana Gaurangiradhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Harikri Vancha kalpataru vyasya kripa sindhubhya eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishtavebhyo namo namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, Rathasura, skilled by Indra, being encouraged by the sages. So, Sukadeva Goswami, he goes on speaking about how Indra had to undergo the sinful reactions, the reaction for the sin of committing a heinous crime of killing a Brahmana. So, Parikshit Maharaj is there hearing the Sukadeva Goswami. Sukadeva Goswami tells him, Uttasura was killed. Then what happened? Everyone were really happy, especially the Asura was killed, the demigods were very happy. But Indra was not happy. Why he was not happy? Because immediately the sin of killing the Brahmana had entered him. So it is said that the killing of the Brahmana, it is there in the stem of the lotus of Manasarovara. Then what happened here? The sages, the Pitris, the Bhutas, the demons, and all the devatas, by Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva and Indra, they all went to their respective places. Then, so Parikshit Maharaj asked, this, how did Indra got this sinful reaction? I want to hear about Indra's distress. After killing Vrittasura, Indra should be happy. Why is it so that he was not happy? But the devatas were happy. Then Sukadeva Goswami says that all the devatas and the sages were disturbed by the extraordinary power of Vrittasura. And they went and asked Indra to kill Vrittasura. Indra, being afraid of Brahmahatya, he did not want to kill him. So Indra said, I got the reactions of killing the Vishwarupa, of this Brahmana, Vishwarupa. But because I was favored by woman, land, trees, water, all the sins which are there accumulated by killing Vishwarupa was absorbed by woman, the Rajas, which Rajaswa, the periodical cycle of the woman. That is a sin of killing a Brahmana. The land took some sin. The trees took some reproduced sap. That is a sin of killing a Brahmana. The water produced foam. That is the kill of the Brahmana. The sin of a Brahmana. But now, if I kill Vrittasura, another Brahmahatya, how can I free myself? Then Sukadeva Goswami said, on hearing this thing, the sages told Indra, don't worry. Do not fear. You commit this sin, we will counteract the sin by doing a sacrifice. So, like we know, there are offenses towards the holy name. 10 offenses towards the holy name. Stam ninda namna paramaparadam vitamate vidakyadam yadam gatamutsate tad vigraham sivasya sri vishnoryam hegala namasakalam vyabinnam prasvetasam kalori namasakaraha So this is offense, 7th offense. That is namno balad yasya hi papa buddhi. Even though the atonements can remove some sinful reactions, but to tell somebody, you perform this sin, later on we'll do its atonement. That is very dangerous. So the person who is advising, he will be also doomed because of the offense. The person who is committing the sin, that he'll be also doomed. Some mistake, some sin has happened, or previous life, some sins have happened, and do some kind of atonement for that. Actually, even that also is not going to help much. Because it is only the holy name which can help atoning sins. But still there is hope. Some atonement can be done if some by mistake some sin has happened. The real atonement is to become totally Krishna conscious. There is no other atonement. Because punya cannot contract papa. One has to experience the result of papa as well as punya. Sometimes people think, I'll do this sin and I'll do this punya. So their contraction will happen. It will be contract, it will be balanced. No, it is not going to happen. Because the human karmas are being designed in such a way that you have to repay every aspect of your sin and every aspect of your piety. Like, for example, you have a dog. Sometimes the rich people who have a dog in their house, they keep the dog, a special car for the dog. One of our donors, very rich man, crores of rupees is that. But when you go to him, he only give 1,000 rupees. And that too, he'll take a big dhandam out of it. No, I give 1,000, I give 1,000. He has got 500 crores. But if you talk of God, he only gives 1,000 rupees. But then must be. But what he does, he has a separate chauffeur driven car. Particular vehicle is purchased. New car for his dog. And every day, morning and evening, the dog has, he takes the dog, personally, sometimes the driver, right? It so happens that once the dog is going in this fortunate vehicle, and unfortunately, it runs over a dog which is lying on the road, and then the dog which is under the car got fractured. Now tell me, what is the difference between these two dogs? One dog inside the car, one dog under the car. When these two dogs were in the human form of life, both of them did sin, so that they had to get the body of a dog. But among these two people, when they're in the human life, in these two dogs in the previous human life, one did only sin, and more sin and more sin. But one did the same sin at the same time, did some piety. So what happened? Both of them for their sin took the form of a dog. But one dog did some piety, so he had to enjoy the dog's life inside the car. One had performed more sinful activities, so the dog had to take birth for the sinful activities of the dog, but still had to suffer under the pain, the pain being under the car. So the concept that there will be neutralization of sin by piety, by atonement, by prayaschitta, that is illusion. But more horrible is this. To tell a person, Brahmana telling a person, or a Kshatriya or someone, don't worry, I am a Brahmin. I know all the karmakanda very nicely, all the prayaschittas very nicely, I am a bhatta. Bhatta means one who is very expert in advocating atonements. It's called a bhatta. Purohita, bhatta. They are astrologers, great astrologers. And they also know why this person is suffering. Why is he having jaundice? Why is he having liver problem? Why is he having this problem? Why is he having marital problem? Because of sin in the previous life or this life. So you do this prayaschitta by which the sin will be done. So now it says that you see, by doing Ashwamedha Yajna, all the sages told, by doing this Ashwamedha Yajna, I am Ejena Masma Bahi. See, don't worry. Badram te idam bhuvan yadish yamaha. Yadeshyamaha, we will perform for you, we will be the yajaman, and we will do the yajna on your behalf, we will be the purohit for you. Right? special enjoyment these brahmanas get when they become the purohit and they become get a yajman. Yes, we are the purohita and he is a yajman for all of us. So now, see, they said, actually, these Sukadeva Goswami said, this brahmana said that one who has killed a brahmana, cow, father, mother, guru, or a dog eater, or an outcast, can be immediately freed from sinful reaction by chanting the name Sudama Narayana. Sukadeva Goswami is telling this. After killing even brahmanas, what to speak of low rascals, by performing horse sacrifice, you will not be touched by any sin. So in this way, Sukadeva Goswami is telling. Then, Sukavvacha. That is how we have come to the 10th verse. Sukadeva Goswami says, Evam sanchodito viprairi marutvan aharatripum brahmahatyahate tasmin asasada vrishakapim. What happened? Tasmin hate means when Vrittasura was killed. What happened? Vrishakapim asasada vrishakapim. All the sin took shelter of Indra. Vrishakapim Indra. Why? Earlier he had killed Vishrup. At that time, why the sins did not really attack him? Because Indra is a king. Sometimes by anger, some mistakes, some sin happens. So the Prakriti, he thought, how can we allow the king to get the sin? If he is the sin, he'll be distressed. If he is in distress, then the entire world will be in distress. So let us take the sin of a exalted personality so that if he is saved, if he will be happy and he will be healthy, and if he is not suffering from sin, his only piety, then the whole world will be benefited. So that was the greatness of these Prakriti, like earth, water, the tree, and woman. They took that sin onto themselves. And Indra was relieved from. See, sin can be transferred from one person to other person also. Piety can also be transferred by a particular process. Of course, we don't want to get into these details. But somehow this happened, Indra was saved. But this time was different because it was intentionally. It was not out of anger. Indra had an intention to kill Brahmana. Vrittasura is a Brahmana. And not only that, the sages also did the sin. What is the sin? They told, you kill the Brahmana, we will do Ashvamedha Yajna. Ayamedham we will do. By doing so, your atonement for Brahmahatya will be done. We will do Prayaschitta for your Brahmahatya. But what happened? The sages saw. When the sages took shelter of Indra, taking shelter of Indra means attacked Indra. Indra was roaming around like a madman here and there. The sages should have performed Ashvamedha Yajna. The sages were also great astrologers. They knew. Now, even though you do hundreds of Ashvamedha Yajnas, nothing is going to happen. See, the Vedic atonement, it is not that you do it, then the sin will be nullified. The Vedic atonement, nullification of self happens only when there is a yoga for it. For example, two men, they go to an astrologer saying that, oh, we both don't have children, we are not conceived child, we are married for 10 years. An astrologer will tell, a genuine one, see, you do these things, then you will get a child. The other one, he says, no way, come to me after 3 years. No yoga for you. then she would say, oh, you told some remedy for her. Why not tell me something, the same remedy? Though both are the same problem, but the symptoms are different. The reason is different. She has a yoga for getting the child. So by performing this atonement, she'll get a child. But you don't have yoga for it. Because the sins are so high, there's no, even though you do hundreds of ashrama yajnas, nothing's going to happen. So this is where people misunderstand astrology, atonement, etc., etc. It's much more complicated than anybody can think. It's not very simple. Very complicated. Karmana devanitrena. The karmas are managed by the demigods, and we don't know what kind of karmas, what kind of one, what happens. Very complicated. It's too complicated. You just cannot say, simplify everything and say, this is what it is, what it is, like allopathic medicine. If you have fever, take this antibiotic. It is another antibiotic. It's not like that. It's much more complicated. Body is much more complicated than this knowledge of allopathic doctors. Much more complicated. Kapha, Pitta, Vata, so many combinations. Is karma, place, is says, what is it? All these so many factors are there. Same way, astrology is also very complicated science. It's not just a simple science where you just sit in one session. Oh, I did a course in astrology and I know this Rahu and Ketu, their influence, Mangal influence is there. So you do this thing, you wear this stone, put this stone. You take a stone and break his head, that's all. A lot of crazy things going on. It's not easy. A person has to spend a lifetime in understanding what these all things are about. Spend lifetime. And that too they can only practice when they really have a sukruti for it. They have a karma for it, for the previous life. Not that you attend one course on astrology and palmistry and is there, everybody is just fooling themselves and fooling others. So these brahmanas were very intelligent. They knew that if we do perform the ashwamedha yajna, nothing is going to happen. No result is going to come, rather it will be bigger offense. Because they realize that we have done an offense. What is that offense? Naam, no, bala, yase, papa, buddhi. To perform a sin on the strength of an atonement. That is why these brahmanas also got the sinful reaction. So the brahmanas told Indra, you see, you have to suffer for it. And after you suffer for the reaction, and then you come for atonement. Then somebody may ask, why atonement is required? If I already suffered, atonement is required. It is like this simple. I'll give a small example. So one person has cheated the government for paying tax. His dues of tax are about 5 crore rupees. And he tried to cheat the government. And income tax officials came and caught him, and they have given jail punishment to him. 5 years jail, rigorous punishment. And then he underwent the punishment, comes back, and he says, I have undergone the punishment, so why I should pay the tax? No. Your punishment is for not paying the tax on time. So, that doesn't mean you are exempted from the tax. This because you undergone the punishment. So, the same way, the reactions for the sin has to be experienced, and also atonement also has to be done. Both. It's very interesting point to note. So these people, the sages, they were very expert in this thing. They knew, Indra, now we cannot do anything. You go, run around the universe. Go around, jump here and there, do whatever you want. Don't come to us. That's what these Karmakandi Brahmanas will do. They have no mercy. Once they got you the dakshina, they go, that's all over. They did their karma and they're out. So, and if you come to them with something complicated, And then it cannot be signed by karma, they will dash off their hands, they will not even lift your phone. That is why don't depend on this karma kanda brahmanas and karma kanda vidhi. Yeah, for getting some daughter married and some astrology, some purposes, some acute, some things are there which some requires. That's fine. But you cannot make it a system that all my problems will be solved by going to this karma mamsa philosophers, by going to this karma kandis. And then showing my hand, showing my leg, and showing my face, and showing my Janma Kundali for every small things. And you think that if I do this thing, I have put 1 crore in this business. Panditji, you do a puja so that I can get 2 crores tomorrow. All these things are cheating oneself and cheating the Veda. Okay, cheat oneself, that is fine. But cheating Veda, very dangerous. Veda has given all the science. For what? For some usage. But you are misusing. Or overusing it. Misuse and overuse, both are dangerous. So because of misuse and overuse of astrology, over dependence in the karmakanda, people actually became atheists. That is why Buddha has to come. Vindasi yajna vidyaraha siddhatam. Forget Veda. Don't take the name of Vedas. Keep it aside. Ahimsa paramo dharma. So these things were understood. Seeing Indra being affected by this Brahmatya Shapa, they are sages. They're very intelligent. The reactions were very strong. The sages themselves were so afraid seeing the reactions in the body of Indra. They understood. The reactions which Indra is experiencing is not just because of the sin of killing the Brahmana Kavitasura. It is because of killing Vrittasura on the strength of an atonement. Killing is sin. But killing on the strength of an atonement, which is going to do in future, that is more dangerous. Every sin has an atonement. But sin of performing a sin on the strength of atonement has no atonement. Repeating again. The sin of performing sin on the name of an atonement has no atonement. That is the subject matter of this verse. So the sages to identify, this kind of thing. It is not just Brahmahatya. Brahmahatya sin, the sages are so powerful, they do one yajna, they can nullify to maximum extent. But they ran away. Indra told you, Indra, you take care of yourself, run. They told without experiencing the reactions of the sin. What is the sin? The sin of committing a sin on the strength of atonement. That sin has no atonement, so you had to suffer for it. No relief will come, so you go suffer. That is why, in spite of the sages giving a word to Indra, you till Rutpasura will perform Ashwamedha Yajna, they did not perform Ashwamedha Yajna. They told Indra, you go run around all the Tirtha Kshetras. Indra had to run like a mad person, one Tirtha Kshetra, the other Tirtha Kshetra. When he came to Lord Shiva, of course many Puranas talk about many stories about the Vrittasura. After killing Vrittasura, what happened to Indra? But one Salapurana, of course many Salapurana says, one Salapurana is about Lingaji, that is near Nadwara, there is one Lord Shiva temple. So, Eklingji, known as Eklingji. So this is the place Uttasura came. I know this because we started a center in Udaipur, and by Krishna's mercy, by Srinathji's mercy, we got a beautiful 3 acres land on top of a hill to build ISKCON temple there. Giriraj temple, we are building, started construction. So it is just about 4 kilometers from Eklingji, and I've been to Eklingji many times. Then I got the Sarapurana of Eklingji, and that says that Vrittasura, after killing Vrittasura, Indra, he came to Lord Shiva there running from one pole to post like a madman. He came there, worshipped Lord Shiva, and then Lord Shiva told to hear Bhagavat. There's no way Indra had Bhagavat, that is what some people say. That's why it's very, very, very pious place. Very Srinathji came, stayed there, selected that place for his eternal residence. Srinathji is another deity, Gopal deity, established Vajranath, and Madhavendrapuri worshipped those deities. We have the story of Chandan Yatra, which is going on now. That deity is there in Nathdwara, that is called Nathadwara. Originally, the deity is known as Giri Govardhanathji. That begins Srinathji. Sri Giri Govardhanathji, shortcut Srinathji. So near that you have this place for Eklingji. That is where Indra came, Salapurana says it. Now Indra was running here and there, pole to post. Then what happened? The sages also got the sin. Why? Because they are the advisors. The sages had the power to counteract the sin of Brahmahatya committed by anybody. But even they had no power to counteract the sin of advising to perform a sin on the name of atonement. So the sages had to suffer. Just imagine, they are not ordinary sages. They are very powerful sages, and they had to suffer. And for that sake, Krishna arranged. What did Krishna arrange? He arranged Nahusha for being the king of heaven during the time. Nahusha, he became the king during the time when Indra was running around like a madman. So Nahusha his lineage is like this. Pururava dynasty belonged to Pururava dynasty. And then there he was born in that dynasty. So there Nahusha, he took the shelter of Vasishta. Actually, Nahusha was actually born. As soon as he was born, he was thrown into a forest. He was abandoned in the hermitage of Vasishta. So Vasishta, he saw the small child and then thought, he is so fearless. That is why he got the name Nahusha, means one who is fearless. So when he became youth, Vasishta told about his childhood to Nahusha. Nahusha acquired different powers from different gods. And then he went to a battle with the king. Killed Kunda in a battle and came back to his parents. There at that time, they were not finding any person to hold the post of Indra. So Nahusha was given the post of Indra. Because Indra was running around, his name is Purandara. Just see, that is what happens. When you keep an unqualified person in the post, then you become proud. As soon as pride comes to someone by getting a post, that itself is a disqualification for him to hold the post. Somebody gets a post, if he's normal, he's humble, he's dealing with people normally, loves everyone, then that person is qualified to be in the post. The moment somebody gets a post, then if he ahankara gets into his head, pride gets into his head, that means he is not qualified for the post. So somehow they paid Nadu Nahusha for the and then the post of Indra, and immediately thought, I am Indra. So, Sachi, I am your husband, you should come. And she told, you are just for some time in this post, I am not your wife. I am the wife of Purandara. Then told, no, 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 I am Indra. So, you are my wife. Then she told, if you are really Indra, Indra means the king. She thought, what to do now? She is very intelligent. She thought, the only way to despise pride is that when it commits offense. Just see. She told, if you are Indra, then everybody should work under you. Told, yes, everybody is working under me. Whatever I say, everybody will do. Then if you have to come to me, to associate with me, then you should come in a palanquin carried by the Saptarishis. These rishis, just imagine. Because of advising Indra of an atonement and asked Indra to perform the sin of killing a brahmana on the strength of atonement, the sages had to carry Nahusha. Nahusha called the sages, come, lift my palanquin, my palki, and take me to Sachi. So, take me to the wife of, to my wife, Sachi, because I want to enjoy her. Just imagine, he engaged the sages to carry the palanquin, to carry the palki, so that he can go and enjoy with Sachi. Just see, what kind of sinful reaction the sages had to face because of Namno Balajasi Papa Buddhihi. Oh, anyhow. Oh, let me do some sin. I'll chant two more rounds extra. I'll do this yajna. Very dangerous. Very dangerous. More. Prabhupada talked about it. To commit sin on the strength of the holy name. To commit sin on the strength of atonement. That makes a person perform sin again and again, 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 again and again. He had become used to it, addicted to the sin. Most danger of all the sins is this. So one advice is serious. They had to carry the palaki of Nahusha. That is Nahusha. These sages, they are not so used to carrying a palanquin. They are going very slow. They are not used to this work of carrying a palanquin. Then Nahusha is so lusty. He wanted to go to Sachi soon, fast. So he told the sages, Sarpa, Sarpa. Sarpa means what? Of course, Sarpa means snake, but other meaning of the Sarpa is go fast, go fast. Then among the sages, Agastya was there. He became very furious. Then he told, you are telling Sarpa, Sarpa, Sarpa. Okay, we'll all bless you. You'll become a Sarpa. So Nahusha became a big python. Oh, then he started crying and crying and crying and crying and crying. Nahusha became a big python and he was crying like anything. Then Agastya told, don't worry, you will be delivered by Yudhishthira. So in Dwapara Yuga, you know, the Pandavas were in the final journey to the Himalayas. At the time, Nahusha was in the form of a serpent, immediately caught out of Bhima. Because Nahusha had a blessing. Anybody who is stronger to you comes in front of you, they lose their strength to you. So Bhima, even though so powerful, 1,000 times more powerful than Nahusha, because of Nahusha's of his blessings what he had got, Bhima's strength became lesser. half of what he is originally is. The Nahusha in the form of python caught hold of Bhima. Bhima could not escape from the shackles of Nahusha. Then Yudhishthir Maharaj, he came. He looked at Bhima in that condition, and by the touch of the feet of Yudhishthir Maharaj, darshan of Yudhishthir Maharaj, Nahusha regained his original form and told him all the story for the curse and all. And there was a samvad in the Mahabharata between Nahusha and Yudhishthir about dharma. What is dharma? So just see how the reactions come. The sinful reactions are like a chain reaction, like atomic reaction, chain reaction, and same as a chain reaction. One leads to the other, one leads to the other, one leads to the other, one leads to the other. It goes on. This chain reaction goes on. And becomes more and more complicated. So these sages had to suffer because of the stupid advice. You do this sin, we are there. The sages had to suffer a lot. And there Nahusha, to the story Krishna told to the entire world, don't let your post and position get into your head. You'll become a serpent. And just because you're a big manager, don't order the sannyasis and sages. Just because you have some control over the keys, control over some position, don't do that. You have some big factory. What is the use of all these things? So don't be Nahusha. You got some position, you got some money, some prestige because of some blessing of the sages, blessing of elders, some sukriti you got. But if that gets into your head, then remember the story of Nahusha. And otherwise, I advise the Brahmanas. Just because you are a Brahmin and you the mantras, you know the procedure, the tantra and the mantras so nicely, you are very great. But don't use your greatness, the Brahminical greatness, for engaging a person in sin. Use your Brahminical nature for engaging a person in devotional service, in bhakti. So be very careful about it. Same time, Indra, see, don't get into this false advice of performing sin on the basis of atonement. And by any act you do, there will be some kind of sin involved in it. So that is natural. But intentionally killing someone, thinking that later on I'll do some atonement, which is the whole basis of Christianity, not Christianity, of course, it's churchianity. Christ is the saint, but not the churchianity. You do sin, and Sunday, Mass you go, Sunday or somewhere, Sunday you go. And go and then confess. Confession. Series of confession. And the father is sitting in one cabin and this girl is sitting in another cabin. And she is talking about all the illicit activity what she has done. And the father says, pay me $50. Okay. Jesus anyhow came to take everybody's sin. So I am representing Jesus. If you give me $50, then I'll take your sin. If you don't do sin, Jesus will be left jobless. So you have to perform sin, but I'll go again do more sin so that you come next week and give me $50 more so my church will run. Same thing, Dharma Kanda in Europe, in America. So, very dangerous. Don't use Dharma. The Dharma, which is not going to produce Vairagya, is of no use. That artha, that money which is not being used for dharma is no use. That vairagya which doesn't produce Krishna Bhakti, Krishna Bhava, Krishna Bhavanamrita is of no use. Just see. That money, if you have money and if you don't use for dharma, that money is of no use. That dharma which doesn't produce the vairagya, that means renunciation of sense enjoyment, that dharma is of no use. That dharma which doesn't produce you, produce Krishna Bhakti in your heart, is all yours. Naishkarmya Vachita Bhavachitam. That Naishkarmya, the transcendental knowledge, when that itself is useless, which is not producing Krishna Bhakti, Achyuta Bhava, Bhava towards Krishna, that neither Jnana or Dharma is of no use, neither Jnana is of use, neither Dharma is of use, that doesn't produce Krishna Bhakti. So, for a long time, the sages had to suffer. And the suffering came from Nahusha, who had taken the post of Indra during the time.
So this is what is the verse talking about. The subject, the central subject is that advising or doing, committing a sin on the name of atonement.
Please ask us.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Thank you for the wonderful class and thanks for the great explanation. And yes, knowingly, unknowingly, we are always committing sins. Prabhuji, I have one question. So it's when we study this deeply, it looks like a catch-22 situation. So it's Krishna's arrangement that Indra has to kill. And if he kills, he will get a sin. Is there a way Indra could have avoided getting the sin?
Yeah, if you are taking shelter of a spiritual master in the Vaishnava line who don't advise of these atonements, but they advise real atonement of surrendering to Krishna. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja antam sarvarebhya mokshishyaya masukha. And for grihasthas and for some serious issues, they use this atonement. It is not that Vaishnava acharyas, they don't recommend it, but they don't stamp it as a standard recommendation. For some specific purposes, some extreme cases, like you go to a doctor, the doctor advises you good rest and some small medicines and good diet. In extreme cases, he does the operation. The Vaishnava acharyas, if you surrender to them, they only advise chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, surrender to Krishna. And some extreme cases where it's very much required, then they say, do this kind of atonement so that you will be peaceful in Krishna consciousness. And that too for not everyone, but those who are not totally surrendered and grihasthas, their children, family, like that. So Indra could have avoided this thing if he had surrendered to a spiritual master coming in the line of Ramanuja, Madhva, Nimbaraka, Vishwaswami, and like we have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya and Prabhupada, then you would have been saved.
Yes, Prabhuji, thank you so much. Shukagara Prabhuji, would you like to go ahead and ask your question, please?
Hare Krishna, Ravi Lakshan Prabhu, wonderful class. I got one question, Prabhuji. One of my Bhakti Vicha member, he's a devotee, he's a Brahmatal initiated, but before coming to ISKCON, he had one child, the second child he aborted because they didn't want more children. So that is a Brahmahatya. So he's telling now, I'm chanting, but at the time nobody advised me. So what do I do? Can I get relieved of that Brahmahatya?
He started chanting, so you don't have to worry about it.
He wanted to know whether he had to do some special thing, you know, do some Narsimha Homa or something to remove that. I said, I'll chant.
Not required. Some specific something is there, then we'll see later. But not the point, not in general, no.
Thank you very much, Ravi. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Anuradha Mataji, would you like to go ahead?
Thank you, Neela Mataji, for giving me a chance.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Always. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranamal Gosh to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhu, this that on the strength of holy name we commit sin, that offense. I was just thinking, I heard in Srila Prabhupada's memories where Prabhupada is saying that we are not supposed to even step over grass. And every time I step over grass, I feel so guilty. It's not, and then Prabhupada said, and that's why we should chant always Hare Krishna, because even if you're stepping over, but you know, purposefully we are not supposed to. But there will be sometimes shortcut is through grass, and then the concrete is a long way. What do we do? It might be like getting into too much details, and like, you know, so much busy into the details, and that we miss out the main thing. But what is your point of view on that, Prabhuji?
Regarding what I could not hear one of the sentences. Can you repeat it?
Sorry, Prabhuji, did you not hear my question? I will repeat. Yeah, so I was hearing in Srila Prabhupada's memories where Prabhupada says that we should not step over the grass.
Okay.
The grass, because there are so many, Prabhupada lecture or memory, maybe lecture, you know, Srimad Bhagavatam lecture, where that we Vaishnavas, we don't step over the grass because there are so many insects, so we'll be killing them, and we should be always chanting Hare Krishna. So whenever I step over the grass, especially, I remember this, so I chant Hare Krishna, but I also feel that I'm doing this offense now from the class that, you know, in the name, on the strength of the holy name, I'm committing offense that he said, don't step over the grass. So,
I got it.
Yeah.
In this world, you do anything, it is sin only.
True.
Because every activity, whether good or bad, is going to make us take birth again in this world. So the only thing which is actually going to help us is to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So with that mode, you have to chant, because you have to chant to attain love for Krishna, not to destroy things. Using the name, holy name, using Krishna's name for counteracting sin is like using a golden pen to scratch your head, itching head. So don't do that. Using Bhagavatam for attaining liberation, that is also not the highest use of Bhagavatam. So we chant Hare Krishna Mantra to attain Krishna Prema, not to nullify sin.
Okay. Okay, Prabhu. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Dandavatkana.
Thank you, Mataji, for your question. Jyoti Mataji, would you like to go ahead with your question, please?
Yes, Mataji, Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam to you. Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, my question is, you made one statement in the explanation that the Dharma should bring the renouncement. I mean, so the Brahmanas, that they are also, everything boils down to the sense control. So Brahmanas are also doing the sense control, and Vaishnavas are also doing the sense control. So what is the major difference between them? Because the practices starts from the sense control, then only the mind can be cultivated towards bhakti. So I wanted to know about the difference.
What is the Vaishnavas also do tapasya, Hiranyakashipu also did tapasya. What is the difference? Yes, Mataji? I'm asking you a question.
They were demons.
Their intention. Got the point. Intention. So intention is important. The intention of Brahmanas controlling senses is to enjoy the senses. But the intention of devotee controlling the senses is to give enjoyment to Krishna senses.
Okay, Prabhuji, that was the precise answer I was looking for. And another question is, if you remember one of your teachings, I asked you about how to pray to Lord in the middle of crisis. So as per your instructions, I did the same, that I prayed to Lord, whatever is your will, and whatever intelligence I have, I will handle the situation and I'll plan according to it. And then whatever is your will, please go ahead with it. But now I feel that I need protection in this material world. I feel sometimes a lot of insecure about moving in this society. So at that time, what prayers I should make? Why I'm not able to except that the Lord Krishna will protect. Why that insecurity is coming, I don't understand. Because it was never for last 2 years, but all of the sudden I'm feeling that. So what could be the reason, Prabhuji?
See, we are not liberated souls. We're conditioned souls. Especially I am conditioned soul. So now naturally we take shelter of Krishna. At the same time, we have to have a proper social security. Make sure our social position is proper as much as possible. So social position means you being in a female body, you require a father to protect you till you're married, a husband to protect you once you're married, and a son to protect you in your old age. So if these protectors are not there, then this kind of insecurity feeling will be increasing every step for a conditioned soul in the female body. Of course, it is not that the male body doesn't require, but it is not the top priority. The top priority of a conditioned soul in the female body is to have an immediate protector, a man as an immediate protector, in the form of the father, the form of husband, the form of son, in the three different stages of life. So if there is some problem in this thing, then you have to approach your relatives or somebody and then get it solved. I am your spiritual counselor, advisor, and get it sorted. So I don't know exactly what is your current social situation, so I don't want to give a specific answer to it, but I give a general answer to it. It has to be worked upon. As International Society of Krishna Consciousness, we have to work on the social situation. It's more complicated than what actually is perceived. So it requires a personal guidance for you. So you have your spiritual mentor. The person can guide you in this aspect. Okay?
Yes, Prabhuji. But what if the Krishna plans for that? If the things doesn't work in that way. So if it is a Krishna's plan, how will I understand that? Because even if I try, it's not working. So I wanted to know.
You can take offline. Because it's okay, a class, no?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, my number. You can take offline.
Okay, Prabhuji.
Thank you very much, Mataji, for your question. And thank you always, Prabhuji, for your wonderful answers. Lalitangi Mataji, would you like to go ahead with your question, please?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. Thank you so much for your very, very wonderful, enlightening class. So, Prabhuji, my question is, generally when we come to devotional service and then we are doing some activities for the well-being of the family, auspicious things, then the devotees are called to do some homa or havan like that. For example, Narsimha Havan for many different things, not exactly like we do havan on Narsimha Chaturdasi, but for other purposes also. So is that, how to view that, and is it okay to do that, Prabhuji?
It's a very general question. See, to give an advice on what to do, the person should be having the adhikar. Not only just qualification, he should have the adhikar for it. Now, who has the adhikar? One who is trained. He should have the adhikar. He has the adhikar. Not that, okay, anything comes to the mind, do this, okay, this problem, I don't understand heaven. It's going on, but it is not really recommended in that way. We require a proper person. There are people who are very nice in our movement also, and other Vaishnava Sampradayas also, whom should be approached, and then take their advice. Of course, Narsimha Havana, Pancharatrika Havanas, they are meant to satisfy Krishna. Not all havanas are the same. There are some havanas which are pancharatrika. Please the Lord. That will satisfy many things. But there are Vaidika havanas which requires more competent people and for a specific purpose. Vaishnavas, they take some support of that also. It is not that they don't take support of it. In any case, in special cases, or in general cases like getting daughters married, like that cases. So we cannot generalize. There are different kinds of havanas. There are pancharatri havanas, exclusively for the worship of the deity. Vaidika, for sanskars, and there also kamya karma. There is naimittika, naimittika, nitya, kamya. And also you have other things of Atharva Veda also. Again, very complicated subject matter. I just cannot answer this in as an answer to a question. But it should be, when the person whom you approach should be having the adhikar to advise. And the person is performed, and should also have the adhikar to advise. But in general, for the well-being of our material and spiritual life, worshipping the deity, offering something to the deity in our temples, that is always recommended. See, there is havana and there is puja. There is nama japa and there is smarana, dhyana. Best is we do the other three things. To do smaran, anybody can do. It's good you do smaran of Krishna, think of Krishna, think of Narasimha. Do japa of Krishna, Narasimha. We can only do it. And if you're able to do puja, do it. But when it comes to havan, it requires to be a qualified person doing that and advising that. A purohita is required. So the scriptures clearly say if you are not able to do havan, do puja, get a puja done in our temples. The adhikar everybody has got. All the temples have got the adhikar by Guru Parampara, do that. So I recommend better do these three things. And when it comes to havan and all, take advice from a very a person who is qualified and who has adhikar. Okay?
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Krishna. Thank you,
Anand.
Prabhuji, you have to go, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay. Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, once again, please accept all our humble obeisances, all glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you. Thank you for your wonderful class. Devotees, we will keep our next questions when Prabhuji joins next. But let's end the session here. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa
sindhu
Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shri Ram.